welcome to the CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Esme and
Amanda. Have you ever wondered what the world would be like without electricity? Electromagnetism, magnetic, and alternating circuits are a new part of a science unit in fifth grade. This is Ms. Cavarini's first year of teaching energy in fifth grade. We thought it would be interesting to interview her and some students about this new unit of science.
We wondered why Mrs. Chiaverini chose the science unit. She shared,
"Well, that's an interesting question. I have been teaching the Earth and Space unit for a number of years, and this year there was a switch. Miss Varley now is teaching in fourth grade, and she took her energy unit with her. So there was nobody teaching the energy unit in fifth grade, so I decided I don't want fifth graders to miss out on this really important unit, so I think I would like to teach it this year." So that is a very practical reason for how I got to be teaching the energy unit.
Ms. Cavarini is teaching a new science unit. She might have some different feelings about it. She taught it about 5 years ago, and
there's some really great experiments that you can do with kinetic and potential energy and with electricity.
Sounds very interesting. She mentions there is,
there's always so much happening in the world of energy with the scientists and engineers discovering new things, and that's very exciting, so I like to share that with my students.
We were curious to know what the students were looking forward to in the science unit. One student said,
"There won't be anything like the flashlight and making the closed circuit, so I'm not really looking forward to it."
Another student's opinion was,
"I'm not sure."
When we interviewed the students' favorite part of the unit, one of the results was,
"Kind of like how we get to build circuits and do these, like, experiments."
Mm-hmm. Why do you like building the circuits?
Because it's not challenging, but it still teaches you mm-hmm. what you need to know.
A second student remarked,
"I really liked using the circuits to make the light bulb turn on. That, to me, was really fun."
The students had very different opinions on their favorite unit. For instance, one said,
"I think light and sound from last year is my favorite because I liked making the guitar."
Another,
"Study the solar system."
And the third,
"Energy."
Why do you like energy?
It's the only science thing that you get to actually do something hands-on.
There are so many types of energy. We were interested to know if Ms. Cavarini had a favorite form of energy. This was a question we thought needed an answer. She seemed to have some different answers.
I like wind energy and solar energy. I think those are really fascinating, the way people have been able to gather energy from these natural resources that we have. Another one that I think is fascinating is geothermal energy. Geothermal, it kind of ties in my earth science and my energy units together, because when I taught earth science, I learned a lot about the magma that's circulating underneath the crust of our earth and the different plates, the tectonic plates that are always moving. And there's a place in the world called Iceland. Well, Iceland is at a spot on the earth where two tectonic plates are actually spreading apart, so there's a lot of volcanic activity there, and a lot of magma is close to the surface. So the magma is very hot, and it heats up the underground water to about between 300 and 700 degrees, really, really hot. And people have figured out how to get that really hot water and use it to heat their homes. They can heat up greenhouses so they can grow plants all year round, because otherwise it's too cold to grow things. They can also use it for taking baths and heating their swimming pools and doing fun things too. So a lot of people in Iceland use geothermal energy, and I think people are researching ways to use it here in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. So I think it's great because it's renewable.
Ms. Cavarini loves all kinds of science. The science unit Ms. Cavarini would want to teach would be something to do with,
I love all kinds of science. I think things I enjoy most in science have to do with actually the earth and the sky. Anything like weather and the clouds, I love to watch the clouds and observe them. the stars and the planets up in the sky. I loved seeing the eclipse the other night. And it's hard to say. If I had to say a favorite, it would be things that have to do with the sky. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's not a specific type of science. It could be meteorology, could be a little space science, but if you had to give it a name.
We thought the survey had some interesting results, such as all the students had a different favorite science unit from previous years, and Mrs. Chiaverini did not change energy units because she just wanted to, but because she was concerned fifth graders would miss it. After hearing her interview about her new science unit, you have learned quite a few things about what she and three of her students think about the science unit. Did you find anything interesting, like in her favorite unit to teach and favorite type of energy? I hope you learned a lot about Mrs. Chiaverini's new science unit. Thanks for joining us today.